Dear beloved congregation, today we gather with hearts heavy with burdens, minds clouded with worries, and spirits weary from the trials of life. But fear not, for we have come together to hear a message of hope, to remind ourselves of the power and grace of our loving God. Today, we delve into the promise that God will end your problems. So, my dear friends, it's essential that we take a moment to acknowledge the struggles that weigh heavily upon us. We all carry burdens, some visible to the world, others hidden deep within our hearts. From the moment we wake until we lay our heads to rest, we encounter obstacles that challenge our faith, our resilience, and our very humanity. Financial troubles can loom like a dark cloud over our lives, casting shadows of uncertainty and fear, whether it's the pressure of mounting bills, the struggle to make ends meet, or the weight of debt. The stress of financial insecurity can be overwhelming. Health issues, too, can shake us to our core, reminding us of our fragility and mortality. Whether it's our own health or that of a loved one, the diagnosis of illness or the pain of chronic conditions can leave us feeling powerless and vulnerable. Broken relationships pierce the depths of our souls, leaving scars that may never fully heal. Whether it's the betrayal of a friend, the loss of a loved one, or the fracture of a marriage, the ache of loneliness and heartache can be profound. And then there's the inner turmoil that rages within us, the battles fought silently in the chambers of our minds and the recesses of our hearts. Anxiety, depression, doubt, and despair can threaten to engulf us, leaving us feeling lost and alone in the darkness. But even in the midst of these trials, dear friends, we must not lose sight of the truth. It is precisely in these moments of desperation, when the weight of our struggles threatens to crush us, that we must turn our eyes towards the divine, for it is in God that we find our strength, our hope, and our salvation. In acknowledging our struggles, we humble ourselves before the Almighty, recognizing that we are not meant to bear our burdens alone. So let us come before God with open hearts and honest prayers, laying our fears, our doubts, and our pain at His feet. And let us trust that He who knows the depths of our suffering will not forsake us, but will walk beside us through the valleys and lead us to the mountaintops. Beloved friends, let us take solace in the knowledge that we serve a God who reigns sovereign over all things. In the chaos of our lives, in the midst of our struggles and pain, He remains steadfast and unwavering. Our God is not blind to our struggles, nor is He indifferent to our pain. Every tear we shed, every cry we utter, does not escape His notice. He is intimately acquainted with our sorrows, and His heart breaks with ours, and His heart breaks with ours in our moments of despair. Yet, in His infinite wisdom, He sees beyond the present circumstances. He sees the bigger picture that we often cannot fathom from our limited perspective. He knows the plans He has for us, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give us a future and a hope. In His sovereignty, He holds the power to bring about transformation in our lives. What may seem impossible to us is entirely within His grasp. He can turn mourning into dancing, ashes into beauty, and despair into hope. So let us trust in the sovereignty of our God, even when the storms of life rage around us. Let us anchor our faith in His unchanging character, knowing that He is faithful to His promises. And let us rest in the assurance that nothing can thwart His purposes or separate us from His love. Dear brothers and sisters, let us delve into the transformative power of prayer, a divine gift bestowed upon us by our Heavenly Father. Through prayer, we open up a direct line of communication with the Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. It is in the sacred space of prayer that we find solace, strength, and communion with the one who knows us intimately and loves us unconditionally. In the quiet moments of prayer, we lay our burdens at his feet, pouring out our hearts before him. Without reservation, we bring to him our deepest fears, our greatest joys, and our most fervent desires. For he is not a distant God, but a loving Father who delights in hearing from his children. Though our words may falter and our hearts may tremble, we can trust that he hears our cries and listens to our petitions. He is not indifferent to our plight, nor is he unmoved by our tears. He inclines his ear to us with compassion and grace, ready to respond according to his perfect will. Let us never underestimate the power of prayer in ushering in breakthroughs and miracles. For through prayer, mountains are moved, chains are broken, and hearts are transformed. It is through the fervent prayers of the righteous that God works wonders in the world, bringing about his purposes and plans. Beloved, let us cultivate a life of prayer, seeking his face continually and surrendering our will to his. Let us pray without ceasing, knowing that he who promised is faithful, and let us rest in the assurance that our prayers, offered in faith and humility, have the power to move the heart of God and bring about his kingdom here on earth. Dear friends, in the midst of life's trials and tribulations, let us turn our hearts towards the enduring truths found within the sacred pages of Scripture. The Word of God, inspired by the Holy Spirit, serves as a beacon of light in our darkest moments, offering us comfort, guidance, and hope. From the Psalms, where David poured out his soul in raw honesty before the Lord, to the prophets, who spoke forth God's promises of redemption and restoration. The Scriptures are a treasure trove of wisdom and encouragement. In the Gospels, we encounter the life and teachings of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who offers us the ultimate example of love, grace, and forgiveness. And in the Epistles, we find practical guidance for living out our faith in a broken and hurting world. Let us not merely skim the surface of Scripture, but let us dive deep into its depths, allowing its truths to penetrate our hearts and minds. Let us meditate on its promises, memorize its verses, and apply its principles to our daily lives. For in the Word of God, we find the nourishment our souls crave and the strength our spirits need to persevere. In times of trouble, when the storms of life threaten to overwhelm us, let us cling to the promises of Scripture like a lifeline. Let us remember the words of Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And let us find comfort in the assurance of Romans 8:28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. Beloved, as we immerse ourselves in the timeless truths of Scripture, may our faith be strengthened, our hearts encouraged, and our hope renewed. For in God's Word, we find everything we need for life and godliness. And it is through the power of His Word that we are transformed from glory to glory. Beloved congregation, let us boldly declare the victory we have in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. For we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Though our problems may loom large before us, they are no match for the power of Christ within us. In the face of adversity, in the midst of trials and tribulations, let us remember that we do not fight alone. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells within us, empowering us to overcome every obstacle that stands in our way. Let us not shrink back in fear or doubt, but let us rise up with boldness and confidence, knowing that the battle belongs to the Lord. For he who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. Our victory is assured, not by our own strength or merit, but by the finished work of Christ on the cross. Therefore, let us boldly claim victory over every sickness, every sin, every fear, and every doubt that seeks to hold us captive. Let us stand firm in the promises of God, knowing that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. Beloved, we serve a God who has already overcome the world. Through his death and resurrection, Jesus has triumphed over sin, death, and the powers of darkness. And now, as heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, we share in his victory and his glory. So let us walk in the confidence of our identity as children of the Most High God, knowing that nothing can separate us from his love. Let us press on towards the prize set before us, knowing that our labor in the Lord is not in vain. Beloved, as we stand on the victorious ground of Calvary, let us declare with boldness and assurance, if God is for us, who can be against us? For in Christ we are conquerors through him who loved us. Dear brothers and sisters, let us take a moment to marvel at the abundant provision of our Heavenly Father. As we continue to trust in his promises, we step into his divine provision. For he is our Jehovah Jireh, our provider in every circumstance. In the wilderness of our lives, when our resources seem depleted and our strength is waning, God shows himself faithful to provide. He is not limited by our circumstances or bound by the constraints of this world. Rather, he is the God of limitless abundance, whose storehouses overflow with blessings beyond measure. Whether it be financial provision to meet our needs, emotional healing to mend our broken hearts, or relational restoration to reconcile fractured relationships, God is faithful to supply all that we require. His provision knows no bounds, and his grace is more than sufficient for every trial and tribulation we face. As we journey through the ups and downs of life, let us never lose sight of the faithfulness of our provider. Let us trust in his unfailing love and his unchanging character, knowing that he who promised is faithful to fulfill his word. Beloved, as we step into his divine provision, let us do so with hearts full of gratitude and praise. Let us give thanks for his faithfulness, his goodness, and his grace that sustain us each and every day. And let us rest in the assurance that he who has begun a good work in us will bring it to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. For our God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. So, let us step boldly into his provision, knowing that in him we lack nothing. For he is our all, sufficient provider, now and forevermore. Dear brothers and sisters, as we navigate the winding roads and rocky paths of life, let us cling steadfastly to the anchor of hope that is found in our Lord Jesus Christ. Though the journey may be long and arduous, though the storms may rage and the valleys may seem endless, let us persevere in hope. For our God is a God of redemption and restoration, a God who specializes in turning our trials into triumphs. He is not content to leave us in the midst of our struggles. Rather, he works all things together for our good, according to his perfect plan and purpose. In the midst of our darkest moments, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, he who endured the cross for the joy set before him. He who conquered sin and death, he who sits enthroned at the right hand of the Father, he is our ultimate source of hope and strength. As we fix our gaze upon him, let us find renewed courage to press on towards the prize set before us. Let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus as our guide and our goal. Beloved, as we persevere in hope, let us encourage one another and build each other up in faith. Let us remind ourselves of the promises of God, knowing that he who has promised is faithful to fulfill his word. And let us hold fast to the hope that is our anchor, firm and secure, until the day when faith shall be made sight and hope shall be realized in the glorious presence of our Savior. Beloved congregation, as we are about to conclude this message, let us carry with us the assurance that our God is faithful to fulfill his promises. Though our problems may seem insurmountable, we leave this place today with hearts filled with hope and faith. May we walk in faith, trusting in the unfailing love and sovereign power of our Heavenly Father. Let us remember that he is the God who goes before us, who walks beside us, and who holds us in the palm of his hand. In his presence, there is fullness of joy, and in his strength, there is no fear. So, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be upon us, empowering us to live lives worthy of the calling we have received. May the love of God surround us like a mighty fortress, protecting us from the schemes of the enemy and filling us with his peace that surpasses all understanding. And may the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be our constant companion, guiding us, comforting us, and empowering us to bear witness to the love and truth of Jesus Christ in a world that so desperately needs him. Now let us open our hearts to this prayer. Heavenly Father, I ask that you grant me the courage and strength to overcome the challenges that I am currently facing. Give me the courage to face each day with renewed hope and faith in your love and mercy. I also ask that you bless me with financial stability. Provide me with the resources I need to meet my needs and the needs of my loved ones. Help me to be a good steward of the blessings that you have given me and to use them for your glory. Lord, I pray for healing in my life. Heal me from physical, emotional, and spiritual illnesses that may be holding me back. Restore me to good health so that I may serve you to the best of my ability. Finally, Lord, I pray for restoration in all areas of my life. Restore my relationships, my joy, my peace, and my purpose. Help me to walk in your will and to fulfill the destiny that you have for me. I pray all of this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.